This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They are the home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, the home of providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It's been a minute. He's been out doing what he does, and he does what he does every day, all day, all over the place. Very hard to actually nail him down. I always seem to be, nine times out of ten, though, if I call him, I actually catch him in one spot for at least two minutes. So joining us again off of all of his, all the work he's doing and everything else is attorney at law, Stephen Stambolia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. You're involved in Hawaii yet again. Now, what you told me, is this all related to the Young case, or is this something?
No. This is new stuff.
Goodness.
In fact, we haven't even filed the case yet. It's coming, Hawaii. We're going to attack their registration scheme for handguns.
And I mean, has something changed that has come up, or has somebody brought suit against them over something, or? What spurs it now?
we have a little bit of extra time, and we want to get another case in. And so this is something that is very bothersome to the good citizens of Hawaii. It's actually harder to get a pistol in Hawaii than it is in New Jersey, which, I mean, you know how tough it is
wow.
to get a – yeah, exactly. And,
wow!
No one is playing out in the Hawaii sandbox, and so Alan Beck and I go out there and see what needs to be done, and then we do the needful. So this one, you know, just to kind of give you the bare bones of it, you have to apply for a purchase to acquire in person at the Honolulu PD. You have to do it between 7:45 and 3 p.m. only on a weekday, and then after. Yeah, I know. And so, you know, most normal people, they don't work on those times, right? So it's really easy for them. Okay.
Right.
So then within 14 days, they will issue the permit to acquire. Now, you haven't done anything yet. You don't have anything. You've just gone to fill out the paperwork. Oh, and I forgot. You've already had to purchase the gun so you could take to the Honolulu PD the make, model, and serial number of the firearm that you've purchased but not taken possession of because you don't have a permit to acquire yet. Okay, so then you go do all this stuff with Honolulu, and then on the 14th day, but not before the 20th day if they approve you, then you go pick up your permit, and you go back to the FFL, and these all probably are not going to happen on the same days, right? Because, you know, people work, and they don't have time to take off with this much work. And you go to the FFL, then you pick up your gun. Well, within 5 days after you pick up the gun, then you had to go back to Honolulu PD, register the firearm with them. Oh, and if you don't, it's a crime.
You know, so, when I watch Hawaii 5-0, they neglect all of this other minutia that's involved in this. I mean, McGarrett never had to go through this nonsense. Do they have gun shops? Do they have an abundance of gun shops in Hawaii?
I wouldn't say in abundance, but they do have them. They have more than D.C. does, which isn't saying much because I think D.C. only has one. So, I mean, it's just one of those cases that it takes a lot of time to put together. You got to have the right plaintiffs. You got to have the money because this stuff's not cheap.
How much does it cost to apply?
That's a good question. The money to apply is not very expensive. I'm talking more about in the realm of filing lawsuits and committing to fund the lawsuit to its fruition. You know, whatever that means. I mean, you could be looking at NRA attorney stuff, but in our attorney world, where you have reasonable rates, I mean, you're looking at, you know, 150 to 250,000, depending on on how long it goes.
Right.
I mean, we sued Hawaii over their non-resident or non-citizen, handgun, you know, being allowed to apply for a permit to carry, and that cost about 15,000. We won in 6 months, but still, I mean, there's a hard cost to all of this stuff that goes on.
Now, correct me if isn't Hawaii, once you get out of the tourist areas and you get into Hawaii, right,
mm-hmm.
and to where the people live, isn't Hawaii a pretty bad place to live?
I don't know if it's a bad place to live. Like the Big Island's very rural. You know, you can have like a 30-45 minute response time with the police, and that's
right.
Just, you know, by virtue of how sparse it is. I don't know if I'd call that bad. I mean, I'd love to kind of live away from everybody right now. I mean, it's different. You know, obviously Honolulu, Waikiki, and all those other places, jam packed. And then you go to the Big Island, and I haven't never been there yet, but from what I've heard, you know, it's just very, very sparse and, you know, kind of seems right up my alley.
Right. I've just heard there's a lot of drug abuse there and everything else because, I mean, you know, it's not like if you decide to move away from Hawaii, how much is it? I mean, just flying to the mainland costs how much?
It cost me from Jackson, where I live, anywhere from $900 to $1,400.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're moving and you're going to uproot your entire life, you're talking some major money. So, I mean,
I have heard
that that's a very rough as far as drug abuse and all the other things that go on there.
I mean, Honolulu, I mean, the first time I went there, and, you know, I've only seen it on postcards and movies. It's like, oh, you know, it's going to be these white sandy beaches and just pristine. And I got there and I'm like, wow, this is Waikiki. And wow, there's a lot of tents everywhere. And, you know, just homeless camped out in tents. And that's kind of shocking for me. So I'm like, wow, we don't even have that in Mississippi, the quote, poorest state in the union. And we don't even have that here. So yeah, it's a little strange.
And Young is on hold until this whole New York State thing is over with, right?
That's correct. Young is on hold pending whatever outcome in New York Rifle.
We got about a minute left here. So based upon, because it's beginning to look bad for the whole New York thing, for the gun grabbers. So if it goes the way it could go, right, if they decide to ignore the mooting and mm-hmm. move on and actually make a ruling against the regulation that they rescinded, what would that do to the Young case? And if you don't have time to answer that,
on that because that's a long answer, but I'd love to answer it.
And then later on in the hour, after we get done finding out about the Young case and everything might be coming up, today there was a, I don't know, did you ever watch the Three Stooges when you were younger?
Long time ago.
So is Ackerman McQueen sort of going the way of Moe, Larry, and Shemp?
That was a fantastic complaint, man. Just great. Crazy stuff in that.
He sent it to me. I haven't had a chance to read it, but he called me about it, and he's like, hey, have you seen this yet? You want a good laugh? So we're going to talk about that just because we have no shame, and we don't care. Because we're going to talk about that later on in the show. Stephen, Stephen does his work alone. He's like Kwai Chang Kane. He goes out there and he fights injustice legally, where it leaves precedent, which is, that's the coolest part about what he does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you
mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. He is the co-counsel in what could be the very important young case. It's already and it's so important right now it's on hold. And I had asked you before we went to break. They're on hold because of the New York State case, which is sort of going to be a slam dunk if the Supremes decide to actually take it up. I know you think they may actually find to that it's mooted. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in order for it to go up, I mean, they got to have something there to rule on. And with New York City changing its ordinance, and then with New York State changing its law, to make it to where New York City can't pass this ordinance restricting transport between your residence and a, you know, out of city gun range or taking it to a second residence. They've made it very, in my opinion, very difficult for the court to hold on to it. But they're letting oral arguments go forward on December 2nd. So, you know, it could be not mooted, and the Supreme Court could say, yes, New York, you changed your law. However, we're going to clarify the field of Second Amendment jurisprudence and say, you know, we're going to apply strict scrutiny to the Second Amendment, or we really mean what we said in Heller, that it's not subject to a judicial interest balancing test, which is basically what the courts are doing now. They might say they're applying strict scrutiny or heightened scrutiny, like intermediate scrutiny, but they're really not. In one of the cases, and the name escapes me right now, but the judge has basically said, this helps people feel safer. Well, that's not really good enough when you're talking about a fundamental enumerated right like the Second Amendment. So we need to take the judge's feels away and make them apply the law and interpret what the facts of the case are to what the law is versus, oh, this kind of makes me feel good. We're going to do it this way.
So it would be within the purview of the Supreme Court to go ahead and just hear it, even though there's not currently a thing in place, a hurdle to jump, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, everything's been briefed, and the case is up, and, you know, as easy as New York changed its law and the New York City amended its ordinance, they could easily do it back again. What's to stop them? And that's what the NRA argued their position was, is they could easily, as soon as the Supreme Court moots this, just come back and redo it to where, you know, we would have to start basically at step one. We'd have to go right into the district court. And yeah, so, I mean, you know, we're already here. We're already dressed up, you know, for the dance or for the fight, whatever you want to call it. Let's go ahead and just get it over with.
So your case, the Young case, you and Alan Beck, that case is on hold until this gets decided. So if the Supreme Court were to take it up and apply strict scrutiny and say, okay, Heller is the law of the land, okay, It's like Roe versus Wade, idiots. It's not out there for you guys right to interpret. This is the law of the land, and you guys have been bumping up against us, and today we're going to set this straight. What would that do to your case?
Well, number one, the first thing you would do is give us a lot of briefing to do, because whatever the Supreme Court does, assuming they don't moot it out, they give us something that establishes what the test is going to be. Like right now, there's a two-step test that all the circuits are kind of collaborating around, saying, you know, is the challenged conduct, you know, does it even fall under the Second Amendment? Like in California and Hawaii, they say, well, you don't have a right to carry a gun outside your home. And then California says, you don't have a right to conceal carry a gun outside your home. And so that's where we are. They say, if the Supreme Court says, yes, you do have a right to carry outside your home, then that changes a whole bunch of circuit court law. And then we go back to the Ninth Circuit and say, well, this is what the Supreme Court says. This is what you have to follow. So, you know, we'll brief that, and the other side will brief it. And it could basically cut back on all of these bad circuit cases that we have, like maybe Drake v. Philco, which is in the Third Circuit in the New Jersey case that says, you know, the justifiable need is perfectly constitutional. Well, if we had a different test to apply, they could go back and start a new case. Whereas right now, if they wanted to do a case, they would have to get the Third Circuit sitting in bonk, which is the full court, or the Supreme Court to tell them that their interpretation is incorrect. Well, if the Supreme Court issues a new test, then you've got brand new case law to make.
Hmm.
So it's, okay. it's kind of fun. You know, we might wake up in, what would it be, June 2020, if they don't moot us out or moot them out sooner, and have a clean playing field, you know, set back, not the square one, but pretty close, and we get to recreate all of this case law again.
Every time I have a conversation with you, I just sit back and say, I should have gone to law school. This is really, oh, yeah. I would have, so overall then, this would be very good for your position with the young case, is basically what you're telling me.
It wouldn't hurt us, and ostensibly could only help us as long as, you know.
So I guess the question would be, if they rule against you, if they're waiting to see what happens, and they're waiting, they're waiting to see the litmus test, so to speak. If they were to rule against you in the Ninth Circuit, then that means that you're going to appeal it to the Supreme Court.
That's right.
A couple of years to get it to the Supreme Court is you know, rule of thumb, right? I mean, however long
it takes a long time. Takes a long time. And, you know, that's the thing. And then they can pull out all these procedural stuff. I mean, just like what they did in Young, you know, the Hawaii AG, the day they filed for en banc, said, no, this is, we've looked at this law and we've never said that it only applies to security guards. You know, this is for an open carry permit.
Right.
And this isn't true. And, you know, this is our legal opinion now. And I'm like, y'all are kind of protesting a little too loudly and a little too late. They could come up with all kinds of shenanigans to pull.
Sure.
Change the, you know, just like New York, change the law. Let's make it to where the Supreme Court doesn't get to rule on this. You know, the D.C. case, Grace, I think, and Wren, where D.C., they tried to go
hang
and talk
on.
And...
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to continue the conversation, and then we're going to have a little fun, and you guys get to come along with it, because we're going to watch the Three Stooges and Andy Clyde all on the same screen. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The latest Democratic presidential debate is set for Tuesday night in Ohio, with a dozen presidential candidates set to take the stage. Aside from the front runners, such as former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, many Americans will also get their first look at wealthy businessman Tom Steyer, who's also running for president. President Trump is claiming today's good day on Wall Street is because of the trade deal with China he announced last week.
We're going to be selling to China about $50 billion worth of farm agricultural products.
The president making those comments while honoring the champions of the NHL, the St. Louis Blues. Those final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed above 27,000 for the first time since July, gaining 237 points to close at 27,025. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. He's got a bunch of stuff, a bunch of irons in the fire. If he's, you know, right now he's going back and forth out into the Pacific and everything. But yeah, it's something you want to finish up, and then we're going to move on to the stuff. So
I honestly don't even remember what it was. Just move on to the next, just kind of float around.
Okay, so the NRA, and you made reference to the kind of money that the NRA lawyers get, which, what is that, $1 million a month?
They're billing, if I'm just reading this complaint, $97,000 a day. So it's probably closer to $2 million a month, which is pretty good, man. I'm not even mad. I'd like to know how they do that. That's fantastic.
Well, based upon what's happening to the NRA, I would say all you have to do is become an incompetent mess and figure out how to invoice, and you're good to go.
It's pretty astonishing, actually.
Now, about 3 years ago, I was asked to film Ted Nugent, and so I got to go back and work with Ackerman McQueen for a 3 or 4 hours. Ackerman McQueen has a massive production capability. I mean, I was astounded at what was behind, just behind the stage. It was projecting onto the screen and everything. It looked like Houston. in the Apollo program. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Ackerman McQueen has the production chops. The problem with Ackerman McQueen, as far as with all of their little media things that they did, was that nobody was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, because they had to, NRA said, hey, what are we getting for this $42 million? And that began how they fell out of love with each other. So
I would highly recommend you read it, because what we've seen so far is the NRA's position on the relationship between them and NACMAC. I have yet to read such a, I'll say scathing, because that's not profanity, a scathing rebuttal to what the NRA has claimed. And it's absolutely fascinating with what they're alleging back. You know, they're basically flinging it right back at the NRA and the NRA's lawyer. I mean, it's not just NRA, the lawyer and LaPierre as well. I mean, they're throwing everything back at him. I mean, it's, like I said, it's a fascinating read. It's 55 pages of fascination.
Yeah, I know, but just reading the first three pages, this reminds me of third grade when out on the schoolyard. It's called the response to preliminary statement. For decades, the NRA trusted its former advertising agency and communications firm, Ackerman McQueen, blah, blah, blah. During that time, NRA believed Ackerman McQueen was a valued partner, and by extension, the millions of law-abiding gun owners who depend upon the NRA for their Second Amendment advocacy. The answer to that was that they admitted they had a long-standing relationship, but denied that they rose to the level of fiduciary. I thought initially when they were talking about firing them, that they put out a statement saying, we look forward to serving the membership of the NRA for years to come. They couldn't be fired or something. So were they fiduciaries, or how do you serve the membership of the NRA when you're working for the leadership of NRA? How do you do that when you're a public relations firm?
That's a great question. And I think with all the discovery that hopefully gets published somewhere, we'll get to find out. But the best part of this thing starts on page 19 of that document. And that's when they get into the counterclaim, like all the denials. I mean, who really cares? It's not like they're going to say, yeah, we have a fiduciary duty, or, you know, yeah, we defrauded you. They're not going to say that. It's when they get into the counterclaim and when they cross-claim against, you know, the NRA and LaPierre as well. And they just throw everyone under the bus. You know, it says two events have combined to cause the NRA to switch from friend to foe, the advent of the law firm Brewer and then ACMAC's refusal, including a series of events to acquiesce in a financial adventurism and organizational mismanagement of NRA's leader, LaPierre. And then they just proceed to get worse from there. You know, some of this stuff, I don't think I would say it on the air because it probably is, you know, some type of defamation. But, hey, look, we're referencing a publicly available document, and I've posted it online, the script. It's not sealed or anything, so we can absolutely talk about it. You know, they talk about LaPierre donating to not LaPierre. I can't even remember who it is now. The attorney donating
Brewer.
To Beto O'Rourke.
Brewer.
Yeah. You know, and that's something that I think people should know about. It's like the NRA is, you know, pro-gun, and Beto O'Rourke wants to confiscate all of them from everybody.
That's, you know, but before they start. Before they started circling the tents and before they had the election and everything, I went to Willis Lee and I said, you know, what you guys are doing right now, you could do this a whole lot cheaper. You could have all the media you want. You could have effective media. And he just sort of looked at me like, he didn't say it, but the line I was thinking about was from Invader Zim, where the doctor's always looking at his young son going, my poor insane son. Like he was looking at me like with that look, except... This was the thing. With what I do, right, with my sponsors, at the end of the year when it's time for me to ask them to renew with me, I have to go to them and I have to tell them, during this time, your spot was hurt. Here. During this time, I added this many affiliates. During this time, I had this many downloads. You know, I have to lay out every year I have to do this. And so are we to believe that NRA TV, which was the signature, as they say, the signature product of ACMAC. And ACMAC that gets out there and says, well, we represent a whole bunch of clients, but getting out there naming NRA three or four times on your website doesn't make it for, you know, it's one client, no matter how many times you name them.
Right. Right.
NRA TV was a webcast.
Mm-hmm.
It never was on TV. Cam Edwards, who was on the Cam and Company radio show, was for a time on Sirius XM, and then it lost that, and then it was just a webcast. It was all just webcast. They were out there, well, Corleone Noir, he has his own TV. No, he doesn't. He has a web TV show. It's not TV. It's a webcast. And, you know, this whole idea that we'll call it this even though it's not really that. I mean, because, you know, we can't get on that because nobody wants to carry it.
Right.
I think NRA TV started in 2016. Is that right?
They have a timeline in this thing, too, which is also, you know, all of this is fascinating. But, yeah, 2016 is the, quote, official launch of NRA TV. And they do classify it in here as a streaming-only product.
Which means, you know, theoretically, you can say, well, we have the potential for a worldwide reach because you're on the interwebs, right? Except everybody could claim that. Everybody. Yeah. MySpace could claim that today. I think they still operate MySpace.com, the pre-Facebook thing.
Yeah, so, they still have a website, so they have a global reach.
Yeah, absolutely. Global.
Yeah.
Global reach. That's all right. We're coming up on the last break. When we get back, we'll continue ripping this one up. Simply because as I was watching this unfold, I was like, how did you guys not know this? I'm not even involved in this, and I could tell you how slack that was. But that's all beside the point. I would tell you how to help Stephen Stambolia out, but Stephen has his stuff wired tight. He is out there doing what nobody else can do, and he gets the results. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. I am talking to attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. We've been going over this, I guess it's a lawsuit, countersuit filing from Ackerman McQueen. Ackerman McQueen, as they answer most of the stuff when you look at it, they say, oh, yeah, we admit to that one. Yeah, we did that too. Yeah. Well, we can't answer to that because we don't know. Oh, no, we didn't do that. But most of it's them saying yes. But, I mean, what is the NRA suing them for specifically? Because they fired them. Do they get to sue them too? Because what NRA is basically admitting is, yeah, you guys were invoicing us, and we just had a rubber stamp down there signing that check for $42 million a year, and we were sending it off to you. And then we asked you what it was about, and you said, well, we don't know, and we want that money back. I mean, didn't they sort of just, they were asleep at the wheel, weren't they?
Yeah, that ship's kind of sailed.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to, catch it on the front end. It's another thing to pretend to catch it later on when they should have already known about all this stuff. I mean, you know, $42 million is a lot of money. But, you know, Ackerman's counterclaim is like, no, the only reason that it's so high is because we were fronting salaries and expenses, and then we were getting reimbursed on the back end. So it looks like we're making way more money than we actually are. And that's kind of the interesting thing to me is, you know, the NRA says one thing, and now we have the other narrative. And somewhere in the middle, you know, you find the truth.
Yeah.
But
among their employees, the president of the NRA was an Ackerman McQueen employee.
Right.
The spokesperson for the NRA, Dana, I look really good in a leather skirt, Lash, she was an Ackerman McQueen employee. So how do they get out there and allow the president of their organization to have no loyalty at all to the membership and to their paymaster only, and at the same time their spokesperson is the same way? How is that a good idea?
I don't know. I would ask that question to the NRA and to whatever committee the board of directors was assigned And, you know, this is all raised in their counterclaim against NRA. It's the lack of board leadership and, you know, just lack of, it's basically just Lapierre is directing everything. And I don't know, maybe he is. I think we're going to find out, you know, what happens in this, because a lot of dirty laundry is going to get aired and we're going to have a front row seat to everything.
They don't like Wayne Lapierre now, do they? That the love relationship has become a hate relationship, hasn't it?
I think so. I don't think they're going to be on each other's Christmas card list. Maybe a summons and service list, but not a Christmas card list.
Well, I mean, from my understanding, Ackerman McQueen and the executives between Ackerman McQueen and NRA, they were sort of figuratively docked, and they would intermingle with each other and go across into the other's territory all the time and be involved in the other's business and all these other things. And, you know, now they want to do this tearing apart. How is this a good idea to prolong this? I mean, wouldn't it be a good idea just to stop, you know, all right, you're fired, bye, and then just not, just do something new?
Yeah, it would. But see, the services agreement between Ackerman and NRA are, is a confidential document.
Oh.
So, yeah. So now the and in fact, Ackerman's saying, well, the NRA doesn't get to talk about it if we don't get to talk about it. And so they're now going to let anyone, I guess, whether or not that document is really, really confidential. And they're even throwing shots at the, quote, Brewer's engagement letter has not yet been the subject of discovery.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, that leads me to believe that, you know, when someone says that, it's like, oh, but we're going to ask for it. Here, you know, just hold on. And this is like the, you know, the opening shot, as I see it, back from Ackerman McQueen to the NRA, kind of rebutting what the NRA has said about them. And like I said, you know, truth is going to be somewhere in the middle. You know, I'm a lawyer. I know how this works.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just, I can't wait to watch it. I've got it on an alert wherever something new is filed. I'll get a copy of it.
you know, how is this affecting their case right now? How many of these little shady goings on is helping the New York State case against the NRA?
What a fantastic question, because you know that New York and D.C. and probably the IRS, probably all the other agencies that want to investigate the NRA is just chomping at the bit and salivating every time their little, you know, email goes ding and it's one of these alerts from one of these cases. Because, you know, why disturb the enemy when he's making a mistake? Just
right,
let them hash it out and we'll be in there and we'll get, you know, whatever discovery and subpoenas or whatever we want. We'll just kind of wait and see, what they're doing. That's what I would do if I was, Letitia James. I would just wait and see what the NRA and ACMAC are going to do to each other. And then, you know, swoop in at the last.
Let them pound each other to death and pull them apart and slam them back together.
Absolutely. they're not doing each other any favors.
While they're doing this, now could the NRA pull back and reincorporate somewhere else in another state for the future? I mean, would that be a good thing to do if they're allowed to do that? Or should they be razor-focused on what's going on with New York State instead of this yay-yang going between them and Ackerman McQueen?
Yeah, and I know New York was a completely different state whenever they incorporated there. I mean, they had their charter, and they should have moved it, you know, after they saw how New York was going. I don't know if it would make a difference at this point. Like, I feel like I'm channeling Hillary. What difference would it make at this point? But
right.
You know, they should, I would say, continue to look at that. And that's not legal advice for the NRA. That's common sense, just to get out of hostile states and move it towards a more friendly state or to what your core mission is. But, you know, that ship sailed too. Why did y'all wait so long? Because it was, you know, not something that you thought about. Well, if you're doing shady things, you don't want to be in a state like New York. I mean, they've got tons of resources to come after you.
Right. NRA seems to be quite intent upon maintaining their status quo in the leadership, don't they?
Yeah.
The whole election process. I mean, our mutual friend Tim Knight, who was as good and straight shooting a board member as you would ever find.
Yep.
Resigned over this.
Yep.
And
I think that's the travesty.
Yeah. So you know, do you think the NRA is going to have to burn itself down and fall into the basement and rebuild, or what do you think is going to happen? What's going to come out of all of this?
That's what I'm not saying to burn them down. We want a strong NRA.
Yeah.
For us, that's what we want. It's just, in order for that to happen, I mean, they're going to have to do like a complete unwinding of all of this nonsense. And I don't know if they can do it. I don't know if they've got the intestinal fortitude to do what's necessary. I mean, LaFleur has got to go. He's got to go. He's toxic. And him not going says everything you need to know about him. When congressmen's hands are caught in a cookie jar, they go home to spend more time with family, right?
Right. Well, I guess it's fair to say that he doesn't really care about his legacy. He just is looking at the now, right?
That's one of the problems, I see it, is that he's not looking towards the future. I mean, because he's doing a great disservice, and those board members that were involved in this and that knew about this, I can't remember the lady's name from Florida, it doesn't really matter, but
Marion Hammer.
Yeah, you know, she is just out there defending him at every opportunity. And I guess, you know, when you're making, what is it, $255,000 or $300,000 from them every year, maybe you can see which side your bread the butter's on. They're just not doing us any favors. And they're actually harming the Second Amendment movement, because now we've got all these, you know, they're distracted. They're fighting for their own survival. And
I gotta end it here because we're running out of time, and I don't want it to run out of time while you're talking. So
sure. We
will revisit this, and we'll watch this unwind, and let me know when you find something else about it, and we'll have a few more yucks, because I enjoy that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I'll send it to you whenever I get something.
Very good. Thanks for joining me this evening.
All right, take care.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.